वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नाष्टपयेष्टविदयशुन्दिक्तं भगवते सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके एते चंसा कलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवन् स्वयं इन्द्रियव्याकुलं लोकं हृद्यन्ते युगे युगे. वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम् 10th canto 17th chapter text number 21 and 22. So this is a small purport only. So we first read text number 21, I will read, and then together we will read text number 22. Tada suchiva nodbhuto davagni sarvato brajam suptam nishitha avritya pradagum upachakramen. Translation. During the night, while all the people of Vrindavan were asleep, a great fire blazed up within the dry summer forest. The fire surrounded the inhabitants of Braj on all sides and began to scorch them. Purport. Srila Sanatana Goswami and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur have commented that perhaps a loyal friend of Kaliya had assumed the form of a forest fire to avenge his friend. Or perhaps the forest fire was manifest by a demon who was a follower of Kamsa's. Text number 22. Tatha uthaya sambranta dayamana vrajaukasa Krishnam yayuste sharanam maya manujam isharam tata uthaya sampranta dayamana vrajaukasa Krishnam yayuste sharanam Maya manujam isharam tata uthaya sambranta dayamana brajaukasa krishnam yayuste sharanam maya manujam isharam Tatha, then, uthaya, waking up, sambranta, agitated, dayamana, about to be burned, braja okasa, the people of Braj, Krishnam, to Krishna, Yayo went, they, Sharanam, for shelter, Maya, by his potency, Manujam, appearing like a human being, Isharam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by the disciples of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Then the residents of Vrindavan woke up, extremely disturbed by the great fire threatening to burn them. Thus they took shelter of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, who by his spiritual potency appeared like an ordinary human being, purport. The Shruti or Vedic mantra state, Sarupa Bhutaya Nitya Shaktya Maya Kyaya. The Lord's eternal potency, named Maya, is innate in His original form. Thus, within the earth, eternal spiritual body of the Supreme Lord, there is infinite potency, which effortlessly manipulates all existence according to the omniscient desire of the Absolute Truth. The residents of Vrindavan took shelter of Krishna, thinking, this blessed boy will certainly be empowered by God to save us. They remembered the words of the sage Garga Muni, spoken at the birth ceremony of Lord Krishna, Anena sarvadurgani yuyam anjastarishyata. By His power you will easily be able to cross over all obstacles. Therefore the residents of Vrindavan, who had full faith in Krishna, took shelter of the Lord in hopes of being saved from the impending disaster threatened by the forest fire. Omagyanatimidam dasya gyanandana sarakaya chakshuran militam yanam tasmai sri gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya manobhistam sthapitam yena bhutale sayam rupa gadamayam dadati sapadantikam. Bande Aman Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Gamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagaratam Sahagana Raghunatam Vidantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savidutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishagam Vidamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopikaganta Radha Kanta Namastade Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hare Priya Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivajari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in this chapter towards the end, after Krishna subdued Kalya, the huge serpent, and asked him to go away and not to come back here in Braj. So it was evening time and everyone was very, very tired. And they were not drinking the water from the river because still they were thinking that the water is contaminated, it is poisoned because of Kalia. Similarly, they were afraid to drink the milk of the cows because they were thinking the cows were also drinking the water. So that some effect will be there also. So because of that, so they didn't have anything to eat with them. They were tired, hungry and thirsty. And rather than going back to the houses, they decided to stay at the bank of the Jamuna River and take rest there. And when Krishna is present, everything is very pleasant, of course. In this material world, the demons are coming and are creating some disturbance, but otherwise it is very pleasant, very beautiful. And the seasons are there, but it is not too hot or not too cold. a natural environment was there at Krishna's time. So whereas now, although Krishna is still present in the temples, and the pure devotees, they can still see or feel the presence of Krishna, but the environment is not so pure anymore, not so beautiful anymore. With so many buildings and people with their material consciousness, they come here. Of course, some interest is there in spiritual life, but many times you can see the cleanliness is not maintained. So, and so much artificial items are there, like plastic bottles. I remember when I first came here, 1980, so there were no plastic bottles, there were no plastic bags. And the Jamuna was crystal clear. So we used to drink the Jamuna water. And the path was very soft, the parikrama path. So, but of course still we appreciate Vrindavan always, it is transcendental. But there's a covering there also, material covering. So nevertheless, so Krishna's time everything is completely pure. And although some demons are coming, but the purity is maintained by Krishna's power, by Krishna's internal potency. And so the external potency is also there, but does not have so much influence when Krishna is present. So, and text number 21, it is explained that so the people of Vrindavan, they were sleeping at night, and then suddenly there was a great forest fire. As we know, Braj, there are 12 forests in Braj. 7 on the eastern side of the Jamuna and 5 on the western side of the Jamuna. And so Vrindavan, so there are many tulsi trees here, tulsi plants here in Vrindavan. So, and it is, of course, all the 12 forests are so much glorified because Krishna is performing his wonderful pastimes. Even actually they are, so these are the 12 main forests which are there, but then there are other forests also known as Upavan. So they were in the beautiful forest or at the bank of the Jamuna River in Vrindavan. And then the forest fire came. And that forest fire so surrounded all the inhabitants of Braj. So on all sides the fires was there. And then of course because of the heat, and it became very hot. So in the purport it has been explained that Srila Sanatana Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, both of them, so they are commenting that either it must have been a loyal friend of Kaliya who wanted to take some revenge, that now our friend Kaliya has to go from here, and so we are banished from here, so let us give trouble to the friends of Krishna. So maybe even they were thinking to kill them. So by arranging this forest fire, or they are suggesting that maybe one of Kansa's followers, the demons, Kansa was always ready to, because he had heard of Bhavishyavani, at the time when the marriage ceremony was there of Vasudeva and Devaki. So the voice from the sky announced that the eighth child of Devaki will be the cause of your death. So addressing Kansa as foolish also. And he became immediately enraged, and so he was ready to practically kill Devaki, who was his actually cousin sister. But then Vasudev was very, of course as a king or Kshatriya, he was very intelligent and diplomatic, so he spoke in a very nice way, and he pacified Kansa. for the time being, and he told him, you don't worry, but leave her. And you don't have to be afraid of her, but her children. So, but I'm promising you that I will give, each time you have a child, I will surrender the child to you, and you may do whatever you want. And as we know, cruel Kamsa, he killed all of them, the six children who came before Shankarshan, Balaram, and before Krishna. And so by various ways, so then when he find out that Krishna appeared already, so he sent his friends, his agents to try to kill Krishna. So they're commenting, Vishwanath and Sanatana Goswami, that maybe it must have been either a friend of Kaliya, who was inimical to some point, till he surrendered, or a follower of Kamsa, who was constantly trying to kill Krishna. So the Acharyas, of course, they are greatly learned, and they are empowered by the Lord also. And when the Acharyas, they are performing their devotional service, then they are absorbed in Samadhi, and then they may have some revelations, and then they will give that to the conditioned souls for their benefit. So that is known as Samadhi Bhasha, the language of those who are absorbed in Samadhi. And for example, they're writing these transcendental literatures, or even Srila Prabhupada, he wrote the purport to the Srimad Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita. And that was also in Samadhi Bhasha, completely absorbed. And so much so, as Prabhupada used to say, that actually I'm not writing these books, but Krishna is dictating to me. And then I'm writing. So, fully absorbed in transcendental consciousness, Samadhi. Samadhi. So the dhi, that is the intelligence, is equipoised, is fixed. It is beyond the three modes of material nature. Sadha Bodhi, transcendental intelligence is there, and then they are guided. The pure devotees are guided by Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, that is the absolute truth. Krishna himself dictating. But sometimes even the Acharyas, or even sometimes you could also see Prabhupada, he was saying, sometimes even a few months before he, when he came to give up his body, but at one point also he was saying, so I don't know exactly now what Krishna wants me to do, if he wants me to stay longer or go. So by Krishna's arrangements also, sometimes the pure devotees, they are not exactly sure. So therefore here is mentioned, so but by meditation they could understand that this fire was caused by somebody who was inimical towards Krishna, towards the Brijavasis. So it must have been either the friends of Kaliya or the friends of Kamsa. So but it was not completely known also to Vishwanath or Sanatana Goswami. But it doesn't matter. But the point is that there was a forest fire which was causing difficulty to all the Brijavasis. So in text number 22, Tatau Taya Sambranta. So they woke up, Sambranta, agitated. Of course, if it is a fire there and the heat is there, then one is immediately agitated, or one becomes fearful. Even if one is a devotee of Krishna, like they're all associates of Krishna or the pure devotees, so they are completely dependent on Krishna. But in difficult situations, then it is natural also, it is natural to become, as mentioned here, agitated or sometimes fearful. It is not that the pure devotee have no fear at all. No, these are, they are completely absorbed in Krishna. They are thinking, they are surrendered to Krishna. They're trying to always think about Krishna, serve Krishna, so they are completely absorbed. But then the different emotions are there. Of course, the main mood of the associates is there, the sthayi bhav, the permanent ecstasy. Like the friends, Krishna is my friend. That is the permanent ecstasy that is always there. Oh Maria Soda, Vatsalya Bhav, parental affection, Krishna is my child. Although Krishna is the Supreme Lord, but by the, and they are the most exalted devotees are the Brijvasis. No one is as exalted as the Brijvasis in the whole spiritual realm. But by Krishna's internal potency, Yoga Maya, they are not aware that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They think Krishna is my friend, Krishna is my son. Or the gopis are thinking Krishna is my beloved. So that is a style of the permanent ecstasy, feeling, mood. Krishna is my friend, Krishna is my son. At the same time, then as the different pastimes are going on, then different emotions are there. Of course, transcendental emotions are explained. Ashta sattvic bhav, feeling so much transcendental happiness so much that the hairs are standing on end, the tears are coming from the eyes. So these are the different symptoms mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion by Rupa Goswami. And the specific emotions are there explaining in regards also to the different relationships with Krishna. Sometimes there's a little bit different emotions are there. And then that 33 Vyabhichari Bhav, also known as Sanchari Bhav. So they are coming and going, these different emotions. So there is transcendental bliss is there, that is the underlying principle in the spiritual world. Satchidananda Vigraha, Krishna is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge in unlimited form, is unlimited. So the essence of Krishna, their existence is also as such, Satchidananda Vigraha. And even ourselves, although now we are conditioned, our nature is also Satchidananda Vigraha, we are eternal. And we are, by nature, we are cognizant and we are knowledgeable. And also, by transcendental nature, we are full of bliss. In a personal form, in the relationship to Krishna. So that is there. At the same time, and the love towards Krishna and the loving exchange is very, very deep. And it is deep as the ocean, as in comparison. So there may be a lake or a pond, but the ocean is huge. And the devotees, they are swimming, as explained by Rupa Goswami, they are swimming in the ocean of love, Prem Sagar. But just like also in the ocean, sometimes the waves are there. And the people, they like to ride on the waves. But sometimes there are huge waves, like tsunami. And then there may be some destruction because of the huge wave. Similarly, so the transcendental emotions are there, and they are just like waves in the ocean, and they are coming and going. And sometimes they are also practically like devastating. So there is a transcendental, but these are all transcendental, and Krishna is always in the center. But in loving exchange, so these emotions are there. They are coming and going. Sanchari bhav. So sometimes agitation is there. That is one of the sanchari bhavs of fear also. Transcendental fear in difficult situation. But then they are completely dependent on Krishna. And then they are calling out to Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, please help me. Please save me. And then by Krishna's mercy, then they become peaceful again. So here, when the forest fire was there, then naturally they were feeling so much discomfort. It was hot, like anything, if there is a fire there. So especially when it is hot now in the summer. So there is a fire, and it's very difficult to tolerate, and one can be disturbed. So then they took shelter of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, as explained here. And it is specifically mentioned here that Maya Manujam Ishwaram. So by his eternal potency also, or the external potency, either case, Manujam, Krishna appeared just like an ordinary human being. But then it is specified here, Ishwaram, but is the Supreme Lord. So that should be remembered. So always we have to remember that Krishna is the Supreme Lord and we are the servants of Krishna. So that is the consideration of the Absolute Truth. Tattva-vichar. that we have to remember as sadhakas, as practicing devotees. But then there's the nilavichara also, the consideration of the pastimes, and there Krishna is not the Supreme Lord. At that time Krishna is the beloved of all the Brijabasis. In friendship or in parental affection, the parents are there, or the elderly gopis, they have so much parental affection towards Krishna, and the gopis, they have conjugal relationship. So but in the past times, so because although he is the Supreme Lord, but he is appearing just like an ordinary human being, and also not only just as an ordinary human being, but in Braj as a coward boy, gop. So for the ordinary persons, it is difficult to understand that person, that Krishna, is the absolute truth. As it is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, by Krishna himself, so he's covered by his external potency, so Maya, so that refers to Krishna's potency. And as explained also in the purport, mentioned here by the Acharyas, that Nitya Shaktya Mayakyaya. So, and it has been explained, and it is mentioned in scriptures, that there are practically almost unlimited potencies are there of the Lord. But primarily the internal potency is there, and then the external potency. Antaranga Shakti Yoga Maya, that is the internal potency, and the Bahiranga Shakti Mahamaya. So both are known as Maya. So the bewildering potency, but one is the internal, and so the associates of the Lord Krishna, so they are under the potency of, or under the internal potency, Yoga Maya, and therefore they are not aware that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, which is also according to Krishna's desire. He wants to be appreciated in that capacity, just as a friend. He doesn't want to be in Braj, he doesn't want to be accepted as, he doesn't want to be worshipped as the Supreme Lord, but as best friend. He wants that relationship. So therefore they are covered by the Yoga Maya, the internal potency. Whereas the conditioned souls, or even the demons which were coming to Braj, they were affected, or they were covered by the external potency Mahamaya. And so both the associates of Krishna and Braj, and the conditioned souls, they're thinking that Krishna is an ordinary human being. But just to make it clear here, so it is mentioned Ishwaram, but he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the beautiful pastimes are there, and the devotees of Krishna, the associates of Krishna, when there's a difficulty, immediately they're calling out to Krishna. And as mentioned here by the Acharyas, that so they were thinking, this boy is blessed, and certainly he is empowered by God to save us. He will be empowered, like many times before they saw. Different demons came, and they always, Krishna was protected, the Brijabasis were protected. But they're not completely aware what is actually happening. That Krishna himself is subduing the demons or killing the demons. But they were just thinking that he's empowered by the Supreme Lord, by Vishnu Narayan. And as even it is mentioned here by the Acharyas, like Garga Muni, so at the time of the name giving ceremony, so he told Nanda Baba that anena sarva durgani yuyam anjastarishyata, by Krishna's power you will be able to cross all obstacles. So he was already indicating Garga Muni that many difficulties will come. So Garga Muni, a great Vaishnav, so the Acharya of the Yadu dynasty, and so although in Braj, so there they are Acharyas also, specifically two are here, Baguri Muni and Sandilya Muni. They were the Acharyas, and they were taking guidance from these two personalities. The ladies, specific, of course, everyone was respecting also Purnamasi, the mother of Sandipani Muni, and the grandmother of Madhu Mangal and Nandi Mukhi. So at one point Purnamasi, so she told her son Sandipani Muni, I want to go to Braj. And then he said, all right, yeah, you can. So because everyone in Bharat Varsha knows about the glories of Braj. And so she said, I want to take your two children with me, Madhu Mangal and Nandi Mukhi. And he said, all right, fine. And so then they came here. And so they were very much respected, because Sandipani Muni was also well known, although Krishna only later on, after going to Mathura, and then later on, so when he was in Mathura, then he went to Gurukul and learned from Sandipani Muni, although he's knowing everything, but just in performing his Naravat Lila, his human-like pastime. So he went to, just to set the example, he went to the ashram of Sandipani Muni to learn the 64 arts. So Garga Muni he had foretold. So although they had the great sages, so Sandipani Muni, Bhaguru Muni and Purnamasi Devi, they were there to give advice, instructions, guidance for their spiritual well-being, so they may live happily also in this world. Of course, we know that the eternal associates, but in this world, the pastimes are there, and then even the eternal associates, they will take guidance from the Gurujan, from the saintly spiritual masters and senior devotees, and the acharyas. So, but because Garuda Muni, he was considered the most erudite and the greatest scholars, so therefore they called Garuda Muni, but also because Nanda Baba was thinking that Vasudev is my friend, and so I should, and I cannot invite him here, but due to the circumstances, but at least let me ask him to send, let us call Garga Muni, because he's most experienced and most, the greatest acharya who is renowned. Sometimes we say Jagat Guru, like Srila Prabhupada, he was the guru of the whole world and recognized by all the saintly devotees. Or then his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, was also Jagat Guru, everyone or any intelligent person could understand. That these are special personalities. So even most of Prabhupada's god brothers, they also recognized Prabhupada, but not all of them. Some of them were a little envious. So because only if one is completely pure, then one can recognize and one can appreciate another great Vaishnav. So that Sandipani Muni and Bhaguri Muni, they could also appreciate Garga Muni, and so they didn't have any objection when Garga Muni was called. And then so Garga Muni, he was telling that that this child is very special, so by his power you will be able to cross all obstacles. So the great souls, they are Trikalagya. Now Krishna's name is Trikalagya. He knows past, present and future. He knows everything. And the pure devotees who are surrendered to Krishna, because Krishna is in their heart, and they are able to get guidance from Krishna directly. So therefore they are also known as Trikalagya. But still there is a difference there also. Krishna, he knows everything, past, present and future, and he knows about every living entity, because he's situated in everyone's heart. Whereas the pure devotees, they are Trikalagya, and whatever is required in order to perform their service, so that Krishna will tell them, specifically the acharyas, they will take care of the disciples or their followers or those who are taking shelter of them. So in regards to what is needed in order to help them, so then they may also know about their past, their present and their future by Krishna's mercy. So Garga Muni was Trikalagya, and he could understand that some difficulties will come, and but he was telling them that you don't have to worry, by Krishna's mercy that you will be able to overcome all difficulties. So all the Brijavasis, they were having so much love for Krishna. And that is the prime point to understand here, that they had so much love for Krishna, and in the secondary, that they were then actually then having full faith in Krishna and surrendering to Krishna. They just had natural love for Krishna, and then it was natural that they were calling out to Him. Krishna was more important to them, most important, more than anything else. Even they had their own children, the different couples there, but they had more love for Krishna than their old child. So therefore, naturally they were calling out to Krishna when there was some difficulty. And then they had so also the faith, because they had seen in the past that all difficulties which had come in their life by Krishna's mercy, so that that they were able to overcome. So the Acharyas have explained in regards to the forest fire, that actually there were, first there is one forest fire here which happened, but later on there was another forest fire also nearby here. So that was at the bank of the Jamuna, and there's another place here in Vrindavan also, not far from here. Still there's a pond there, Davanala Kund. When we first came here, we used to go there in the summer especially, and we used to take bath there, Dekund, nearby from here, but now hardly anybody goes there. But we used to go there in the summer especially and jump into that kund for some refreshment, or we used to go to the Jamuna. So at that the second forest fire, which is interesting, and sometimes you can see sometimes the pastimes they are put together as regards to this forest fire, or even as we know the Shweta Varaha or Rakta Varaha, two Varaha incarnations are there, but in the Srimad Bhagavatam only one is mentioned, but actually there were two. So the Srimad Bhagavatam, the transcendental literature for the benefit of the conditioned souls, is authoritative and accepted by the great Acharyas and the saintly devotees. But what we have present here, these are 18,000 verses, and this is a kind of condensed edition of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, the Srimad Bhagavatam is no different from Krishna, and Krishna is unlimited. So Krishna's glories, Krishna's qualities and Krishna's pastimes and Krishna's glories, they are unlimited. So, but we cannot write everything. Even Ananta Sheshi cannot describe everything about Krishna. Not possible. Even with his thousands of shirsha heads, sahasra shirsha purushaha, he cannot find the end to Krishna's glories. And also in regards to Mahaprabhu's pastimes, not possible. Unlimited pastimes are there. But just for our benefit, some pastimes are mentioned here, 18,000 verses. Just in short, something is explained. Whereas in the planets of the demigods, so the Bhagavatam is there also, but there are many, many more verses there. There are 400,000 verses are there in the heavenly planets of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So the Bhagavatam is for our benefit, but here a condensed form is there, and sometimes two pastimes are put together. So in the second forest fire, of course, which is mentioned also briefly, so it has been explained that when Krishna was in the forest here with his friends and the cows and the calves. And at that time also, most probably, the Acharyas has mentioned, one of the associates of Kansa actually was putting the fire, trying to kill them. And so the cows are actually separated from Krishna and the gopas. And then the cows are mooing, calling out to Krishna, and the gopas saying, "Oh Krishna, Krishna, please, you have to help. We have to save the cows and the calves, and we have to be saved too. Please, please help." And then Krishna actually, what he told them, Okay, but you have to close your eyes. And okay, they said, okay, we close our eyes. And then Krishna was swallowing the fire. So then the acharyas have explained, why did Krishna say to the gopas they should close their eyes? Because just a little bit before, Krishna one time, of course, is playing with his friends, and then sometimes in the play, of course, Krishna is taking prasadam from his friends. But at one point, actually, the friends and Balaram, headed by Balaram, they complained to Madhya Yashoda that Krishna is, today Krishna was, when we were playing, but Krishna was eating some mud, some mitti, some mud. And then Madhya Yashoda immediately called Krishna, you come here. So Balaram and the other gopas are saying, you ate some mitti, some mud. No, Krishna, no, I didn't eat mud, no. And then Madhya Yashoda said, okay, come here, you open your mouth. And then Krishna opened his mouth, and then she didn't see any mud inside there, any mitti, but she saw the whole universe there, and she saw herself. And even this happened two times, that she looked inside the mouth of Krishna and she saw this universe. So, and then of course she was very much bewildered by Yoga Maya. But then again, by Yoga Maya also, then everything was all right and she forgot about that. So because the gopas were complaining to Madhya Yashoda, then Krishna ate some mitti and some earth. So therefore he was thinking, well, if now we have swallowed the forest fire, then they will surely complain to Madhya Yashoda, Krishna ate some fire today. And in order to avoid that, because that was unusual, and then he was thinking, better I tell them to close, because then what Madhya Yashoda will think, and that is almost unbelievable. But still, just to avoid some kind of unpleasant situation for everyone, a transcendental situation. So he was telling them, you close your eyes. So they all closed their eyes, and then Krishna was swallowing the fire, and then he was telling, okay, you can open your eyes now, everything is fine. And they saw the forest fire there, and the cows and the calves are there, and then they were happily together and playing together. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Krishna is most wonderful, Adbhut Krishna, and he's a Supreme Lord, but he's performing his pastimes just like an ordinary gop, coward boy. And although Krishna is a Supreme Lord, but he himself is also bewildered by his own potency. It is mentioned, he's Sarvajna, he knows everything, but he's Mugda also, he's bewildered by his own potency, internal potency at the same time. So that the pastimes can go on. And therefore he seems to be bewildered also, Krishna. Like when Agasura was there, opening his big mouth, and the gopas were going inside, Krishna was thinking, oh, what? And then the gopas, they were also thinking, that looks almost like some kind of maybe demon or something, but anyhow, no problem, Krishna will save us. And Krishna was a little bit bewildered, it is mentioned. Now what shall I do now in this situation? The boys are going inside, but it looks like there's a demon. What shall I do now? So he was momentarily also not exactly not knowing what to do. So that is the pastime of the Lord by his internal potency. But Krishna, we should understand, he knows everything all the time. But in order that the pastimes can happen with his associates in a very wonderful way, so then he has to forget that he's the Supreme Lord. So therefore his own potency is bewildering Krishna also to some extent, so that the pastimes can go on nicely. But then when there's a need, Krishna knows everything, and then everything is adjusted nicely. Hare Krishna. Any question? Yes. There's a mic here. Or?
Yes. When you mentioned that in the heavenly planets, there are, you know, the power Bhagavatam is 400,000 verses, and it's much more extensive.
Yes.
So, you know, with the help of, they have all the facilities to understand God a lot more and go back to Godhead. But then they hear that they have to come down, and after their period is over, and they have to come down, take a human form, and then they have to, then they go back. But generally, they don't go back from, you know, their planets. So what is that? I mean, they have all the facilities, they will see all the pastimes of the Lord, and they have all the, Srimad Bhagavatam and all that. So, Why
can't
they go straight from there?
Yes. It's not that they cannot go from there, but it is very rare. Those who are most qualified, and then they will, they can go up to Brahmaloka, and then when the, at the end of this material existence, then those who are qualified from there, they can go to the spiritual world. But they live a long time. Like Brahma lives 100 years also, but his 100 years is the entire time of the cosmic manifestation, practically. So they're living then with him, and then when they're qualified, then they will go. But it is not so easy to become qualified to enter the pastimes of the Lord. So therefore, most of the demigods, although they have a long life and they have a more peaceful life there and more facility, and there's no old age there, but they're practically almost youthful form is there till the end of their life. But still the external energy is there also. Maya is still there also, and they become bewildered by the external potency. Although they have the opportunity to engage in devotional service, and they're studying the scriptures, they're worshipping Krishna also, but they also become bewildered by Maya. As we see, even Lord Indra becomes bewildered all the time. And even Lord Brahma, he became bewildered once in a day. This is happening. So it is not easy to become completely free from the three modes of material nature and then to realize one's relationship with Krishna and then enter the pastimes. So even in the heavenly planets, the external energy is there. It is the material world. So they also get bewildered. So, but it is not that they cannot go to God, back to Godhead from there, but it is rare also. And many, they will come back to this world, but even when you are here, and now we are in Krishna consciousness, at the same time, even in Vrindavan, but you can see the external energies here also. And to be fully Krishna conscious is not easy. Although we have all the opportunity, we have the Bhagavatam, all the condensed version, maybe there, but it is there, and so we have the opportunity to take full advantage, but the conditioned soul is not always able to take full advantage. So either here or in the heavenly planets. So, and here we have some, there is so much opulence and so much room for sense. They have heavenly sense pleasures there. So because of that, sometimes they forget to serve Krishna also. Whereas here, there's some pleasure and there's some difficulty there, and then it is sometimes more easy to remember Krishna when you're in difficulty. Okay? Hare Krishna. So we stop here. And His Holiness Radha Govinda Maharaj has come. Pujapad Shishi Radha Govinda Maharaj ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.